Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
JD, don't blow it. That's the best introduction I've ever given anybody. Hey,
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Dom.
Well, I've said it for 20 years, so there you go.
You have.
I mean, no, the insight, the whole thing that you do is just second to none. JD,
right.
I know you're pressed for time. Closing arguments are going to be coming up soon?
Yeah, at 12:15, we broke early for lunch. And today they put the defendant on the stand and his son, Mark Houck, senior
right.
and junior. And junior did really well. You know, it's always dicey putting a kid on the stand. Because people naturally believe the child is telling the truth, and I don't think there was any difference in this case. You know, but they are going to give the jury instructions saying that the man who Bruce Houck Sr. pushed outside the Elizabeth Blackwell abortion clinic is a technically under the FACE Act, a provider of reproductive services. And there was kind of a tortured reading by the judge as to how he came to that conclusion. So the government won that one.
Wait a minute. That's big. So the judge is saying, in contravenance of what I have researched, that the provider is part of the coverage here of providing reproductive services. That'll be challenged on appeal if there is a big time.
Right. So this guy, Bruce Love, who got shoved by Mark Houck, patient escort outside the clinic, is technically covered under the FACE Act as a provider of reproductive services. Seems a stretch to me, but the judge read case law. There is some that says, apparently some case law that says they aren't covered by the FACE Act, but the preponderance of case law says they are. So there you go.
Yeah, well, that's major then. But, you know, J.D., you've drilled down on this before we get your sense of the testimony of Mark Houck Sr., they were not even in front of the door one-on-one with this. This is a private spat down the road and all. I don't think any reasonable juror is going to say, oh, yeah, Mark Houck was fighting with this guy to prevent him from taking a woman into an abortion clinic. There is none of that.
Yeah, there's none of that testimony. This was, as I said yesterday, a couple of guys let their tempers get the best of them. And, you know, look, you have to, you know, when you're sitting there covering a trial like this or observing it, you kind of put yourself in the place of a juror. And jurors are always instructed by every judge I've ever witnessed to use common sense. And, you know, your common sense is when this belligerent man, Bruce Love, approaches your 12-year-old son and starts saying some pretty awful things to him, and he won't stop, you're probably going to, you know, tempers are going to flare and you're going to shove him backwards.
Well, J.D., let me ask you, did they have the kid or father say the actual words that were said? Because, you know, with a lot of jurors, and maybe me included, maybe you, you say that to the kid in this situation like this, all hell's going to break loose. Did they actually say the, you know, pornographic words or obscenities?
Yeah, I mean, I think as pornographic as it got was testimony today, according to Mark Houck Sr., that this fellow, Bruce Love, the Planned Parenthood escort, said to him and his son, why don't you go home and masturbate? Sorry to use that word, but that was in open court today. And the other two things that young Mark said was that, you know, your dad is a bad man. You know, your dad hates women. And, you know, this kid was pretty convincing, I thought. You know, at one point he actually asked to have the video of the incident reversed so he could make sure that he was telling the truth and was accurate in his testimony. He also broke up the entire courtroom and the judge with a kind of a joke when he was asked by Sanjay Patel, who was cross-examining him, you know, does your father ever get mad at other people? And the young Mark said, yes, he does. And the implication was he gets mad at his kid, you know, as fathers will do.
Yeah.
And everybody got it. And so I think he did really well on the stand. And Mark Houck Sr. Was not to be intimidated at all on the stand by Ashley Martin, the government's lead prosecutor in this case. So I thought, did well, too. But, of course, it's up to a jury to decide. And the jury is made up of 14 people. There are two alternates, but when you get rid of those, it's six men and six women. They're a mix of pro-choice and pro-life. Some of them have contributed to either side of those causes. But like you say, Dom, there's really no evidence that I can see that Mark Houck Sr. was really trying to prevent anyone from getting into the clinic. In fact, you know, this whole incident started almost a half a block away or a quarter block away from the abortion clinic.
Yeah.
You know, across the street. So, you know, and, you know, there was testimony that Mr. Love really physically interfered with Mark Houck, trying to counsel these women, as they call it, handing them literature. And, of course, that is his First Amendment right, as the Supreme Court has said.
Key thing, so, J.D., that I always ask in this stuff, is there a fallback position? In other words, there's the 11 years in jail position with the violation of the FACE Act. Is there a lesser alleged crime, though, that the jury could fall down on that's like pay a fine and go home? Is there anything like that?
I don't think so. I think that really is at the city level. And what I was told by one of the people from who's on the defense side of things yesterday was that this was actually filed, the criminal complaint, an assault complaint, which Bruce Love certainly has a legitimate claim to, was not even taken up by Philadelphia criminal justice.
That's
right. I
guess
in a city where you have so many, murders and stuff, they got bigger fish to fry. And then there was a civil case that was kind of abandoned by both sides. So, is there a fallback? I don't know. I think if the jury rules not guilty on both counts, of course, he's free to resume. And I don't know what happens to Bruce Love. I mean, I don't know what happens to him. He's been removed either because he was a troublemaker in previous occasions outside clinics that Planned Parenthood operates, or he'll be welcomed back. I get both versions of that, but we'll see.
All right. Well, J.D., thank you so much. If there's a verdict, of course, you know, stop the presses. Run to the phone while you have a cell phone. Give us a call and let us know, J.D., and have a good weekend. I'll look forward to seeing your coverage probably this Sunday, or we don't know yet.
Yeah, probably this Sunday. It'll be breaking, so it'll be published right away. Go Birds!
All righty. Well, what's your prediction? This is the test of the reasonable man, because I think Chris Kuhn said, Dan, it was going to be 27-0 on Inside Action News because he's from the area. Come on. What do you say, JD?
I agree with Chris Kuhn. What I'm really amazed at is, how is Brock Purdy even possible? I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, San Francisco, 15-4, I think that's their record, or 13-4. It's just amazing. You know, I of course, I'm an Eagles fan, so yeah, I'll go with Coombs on that.
All right. Thank you, J.D.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.